Mobile.
That would be 4NGU.
4NGU, KN4, VWA.
Good afternoon, Mr. Wilder.
So, how we doing, brother?
Northbound on 26 at marker 32.
You're north of the Clinton split.
Tiger River.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, your signal sounds great, bud.
Not here.
It's the wrong time of year to thin them out. You get caught, you go to jail.
Plenty of that.
Couldn't handle that. I'm sweet and innocent. I can hear you just about to choke on that one.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Well, I was once.
60 years ago.
My mom and daddy, I was even getting into mischief at 3 years old, so I guess that's going to be 61 years ago, or two.
Been up to today.
Worked brownie points with my daughter. She didn't know I was going to set that up with the, links to try on for that, rehearsal dinner. And, she went by and had lunch with my wife. And my wife went ahead and told her. And, she about had a fit. So she was saying, well, I wasn't even going to mention that place. I figured it'd be too much money. You know how tight he is. Blah, 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 blah. I said, well, that's a way to go around a left-handed comment or compliment.
That was on a short list, and you chose among them then?
Hold up with you in there. Something about a list? Other VFO, excuse me, that was my other VFO. That was the Mount Mitchell repeater, and I had the volume up on it, monitoring it, and they came in. So we're clear, nobody double. What's that about a list now?
So I assume the Lynx of Tryon was on a short list, and you chose among a couple of them.
Lynx of Tryon was on her wish list, and we were looking at some other alternatives. And so anyhow, I got it all checked out earlier today and yesterday, and it worked out, so I'm going to do it for her.
And riding right beside me, I didn't want to be on the radio.
Well, now you do know it is legal for us to use a microphone on ham radio. That doesn't apply like cell phones.
I want to know if he knows it.
Take it real cheap, please.
Get your radio check. Popped in there asking for a radio check, but apparently they're gone now. But yeah, they gave me a little card stating the specific laws and regulations on that, and they told me if I ever got stopped, and this is when I took my exam, if I ever got stopped, just show them that, and it'll be all right.
I didn't know there was such a card like that. I hope they don't clamp down on us on that. That'd be bad.
You never know, and then you also never know if you get a law enforcement officer that actually knows the law or is just out there trying to write tickets.
It's not raining here. I'm glad they were wrong for 2 days on the rain. It was supposed to rain for 4 days Sunday afternoon.
I'm not complaining, that's for sure.
A nice weekend for Valentine's Day, and you know what that means.
Hey, baby, I'm covered. I don't have to do a thing. Valentine covered.
Okay. I'll tell you later.
I doubled on you. Do you have your Valentine covered? I am in awesome quietness waiting for the responses to what you've done.
Not for 6-1 publication.
Oh, well, is it PG rated or R rated? Let's not go there. Okay. Now, I tell you what, Well, and I don't want to put mine out over the radio either, and I'll tell you why. Well, I think you know why.
Just a little scratchy. Just a little scratchy on the repeater, but I'm passing marker 24.
Yeah, there's all kinds of little holes down through there that you're going to pass through that will drop you out or drop you weak.
There's the other day, and there were four or five cars there. They were pulling people over like mad. They love to do that on St. Mark's Road.
The St. Mark's Road is 35 miles an hour when it should be 45, and that's one of their little honeypots where they, you know, get their quota for the month.
I've only gotten two tickets in my life, and one of them was there about 15 years ago. So I ease through there now, but there's a guy standing out in the road motioning, pulled two of us over at once. I was zipping along on the wings of the wind at 40 miles an hour, and he gave me an $85 ticket.
KN4VWA, you mean they gave you a ticket for being five over?
Yes, sir. He pulled two of us over.
That was Greenville County, not Highway Patrol, wasn't it?
I was so mad, I don't remember.
Yeah, Highway Patrol is a little more professional than that, bud. Let me tell you something. There for a while, Greenville County, after Johnny Mac Brown left, just went right down the dumper. And he's back, and he's kind of getting them straightened up again. I don't know who's going to wind up sheriff, but I hope they don't fall right back down the dumper.
This Hobart guy's going to wind up with it. Looks like to me, from everything I hear.
Him or that Democrat black fella, from what I understand, the black fella doesn't stand a chance.
Chances are, but I'm just glad Hobart got the Republican nod.
I think his name was Smith. I can't remember. He just looks smarmy to me.
Bet you don't know that you wrote a $3,000 check to the Clinton campaign, and you live up north and came down to get elected and all that stuff. You know, that just, we can do without all that.
You betcha. Yep. Well, so I hadn't heard. Who won the New Hampshire? Was that Bernie, or was that Butthead, or was that Biden, or who won?
Bernie won it, and Biden was fifth. And Bernie is presenting a real problem to the Democrats. They know he can't win in the fall, but they don't know how to get rid of him. So there's some heavy-duty planning going on. And we need to prop up, what's his name, Biden, that came in fifth. So we can beat him in the fall.
Say whatever they want to, I just cannot see this nation voting for a communist. You know what? I just can't see it. We are not communists. That's all that guy is a communist in disguise. But anyhow, that's my soapbox for the day. What about Buttigieg? How are they going to get rid of him?
Now, I don't know, but I saw a survey yesterday that either 70 or 72% of young people below 35 are socialists or describe themselves that way. So you and I are not, but the problem is they are.
Well, fortunately, they don't make up the majority. And when they finally grow up, you know what? When they finally grow up, they wise up.
It's in their mid-40s.
Well, you know, well, what can you say? There's an old saying out there, Phil, you just can't fix stupid.
Yeah, but you can sedate it, KB4CBA.
Oh, Phil, there goes the neighborhood. Hey, David, what happened to you this morning? Boy, we was talking along there about them little Mazda motors, and you just disappeared.
long-winded there, and I had to bail on you. I hated that, but I was going to be late for my tennis thing. We had a two-hour thing in the bubble today, so sorry about that.
Well, thank goodness. I thought I had bad breath or something. What do you think, Phil?
I just wonder where he's getting all that knee strength from.
I really enjoy it. Keeps me, helps keep me healthy, and I'm having fun at the same time.
Oh, I think it's great. I miss playing tennis. I told my daddy the other day I missed it, but I'm just afraid I'm going to do some damage. So it's just wiser for me to play a little basketball by myself and get my exercise that way.
Anyways, to do that, you don't have to run around all over the court like a crazy person. but we have a good time.
Can y'all say total gym?
And I admire you if you like that, but I just can't stand to just get on a machine just for the exercise. It's just too boring. I like to be shooting a ball or doing something. I can't stand that. We got one of those things, and we never use it.
Yeah, that's the way. I can't do a treadmill or anything like that.
Well, I use it mainly to, keep the flexion and extension in my knees going. And, there's not a better way, like trying to do those squats on that thing. That will keep the flexion in your knees going, baby, let me tell you. Can't recommend it more. And, if you do it right, you do the stretches with the shoulders, that helps an awful lot that way, too.
Well, yeah, my physical therapist told me, to get on one of the bicycles, and I don't even have to put any, resistance on it. He said, just get on it and for about 10 minutes, and that'll warm your knees up, and he said, you'll be good to go on the court.
Track I bought many years ago, and it was a real cheap one, and it doesn't have a motor, and you got to kind of push it while you're walking on it, and it's just a general pain.
One of those one time. No, ours, I think ours wound up being a clothes rack.
Really fortunate. I live right beside the church, and I've got a key to the gym, so I go over there anytime I want. And that's another thing I hate is driving a long distance to the gym. But, man, this is great. Sometimes I go over there late at night, but I'll tell you what, that electronic lock, the solenoid on that thing, will wake up the dead when that door opens.
I had to make sure I was in, had the repeater. I'm in a kind of a noisy spot right here.
Yeah.
I guess they want the neighborhood to know that you're going in the gym.
I guess, but it sounds like a small caliber gun went off when you hold that plastic card up to that thing. Bam! First time it about scared me to death, I thought somebody shot me.
Shot at you and just missed.
Well, they didn't shoot again, so I looked around and I decided I was safe.
I took the exhaust, mufflers off my Mustang this morning, and oh, let me tell you, baby, it's loud.
Phone call, I think he's disappeared on us. Well, I bet it sounds good, though.
I've got a guy up the street from where we live, he'll put straight pipes on it for me, from take the mufflers off. They're right at the back of the car. and put straight pipes and the tips that are on there for $80. So I'm thinking about letting him do it.
How will that change it?
KB4CPA. I don't really know if it'll help increase the horsepower, but I'm going more for sound than I am for, you know, I don't really care. I mean, this thing puts out 420 horsepower, so it's enough for me.
KN4BWA. Hey, I got a call from my daughter, and she's having a fit. I'm going to go pick her up, take her up to the Links of Tryon, and let her see the place. But yeah, hey, David, your neighborhood will have a new appreciation for the quiet they lost.
They take the mufflers off my bike, too. Can you imagine what that's going to sound like?
A coffee percolator.
A small block V8.
Locked up, they'll do some damage to it. People are crazy.
Back of the garage, you'd have to go over. You have to get the garage door open, go over the car, and then you couldn't get it out because I got it locked. And so, you know, you just, there ain't no way to get it out. You'd have to pick it up and carry it out, and that ain't going to happen.
Carry it out or get it out. I just mean mess it up somehow.
You can't open the garage door manually. It's just, it's basically locked when it's down.
What thing is she going to have, Steve? How big a place do you need?
Oh, I've already got the venue. It's over there up in the country off of 101 somewhere. I'm trying to remember the name of the place. Willow something or other. Anyhow, shelled out right at $5,000 for that.
You robbed them. You got it cheap.
$7,000, and I paid a far enough in advance to get the discount.
$5,000 for a sawmill and Beth and Jody's wedding, that's been about 15 years ago.
Great big steel plates on Highway 9 in the road, they're working on it. I wonder if they'll let me have those things, one of them, when they're finished from a ham radio base plate. Probably not.
Go by and get one of them when they ain't looking.
Yeah, picking that sucker up will be a chore.
Up without a machine, Bo.
They did. I never have seen them do this. You know, it's such a bump when you hit it. They've got some kind of little orange, looks like it's about 3 or 4 inches long ramp all the way around all four sides of it that keeps it from being such a stumbling block for you. That's nice.
Well, I know exactly where you're talking about because I hit it over the weekend. And let me tell you, that plate is 4 feet by 8 feet. And you know how heavy my plate was. My plate was only 5/8 inch steel. That thing is 1.5 inches.
Have a car to move it out of place and somebody fall in there.
Yeah, that's what those little orange things are. Those are not to reduce your bump. Those are to keep you from moving it. So when you get that done, are you going to have the left bank cross over where the muffler was and go to the right exit and let them crisscross to lengthen the pipe? Or are you just going to let it come right straight back and out?
There's a crossover higher up the exhaust, so I really don't see the need for another one.
Well, what that'll do is lengthen the... It's kind of like putting a choke on a feed line. You're artificially lengthening the coax. So it'll you know, cut the noise down a little bit, not a lot of extra, but it'll at least help a little bit.
Yeah, well, I'm in the driveway. Enjoyed it. I'll talk to you further down the log. W4NGU.
W4NGU. Phil, keep me up to speed, bud, and we'll ride over there next week for sure. I'll talk to you later. KN4BWA. Keep it going, David.
All right, well, I'm headed to the hospital right now. We get our prescriptions at the pharmacy there, and I got one that ran out today. It's supposed to have been ready yesterday, and it wasn't. So I'm running over there, and then I'm playing tennis at 4:30. I may not have time to get to the hospital. I don't know.
Help with all that stuff.
I mean, it's almost 4 o'clock now. I don't think I'm going to make it. I'll just have to... if I don't take that pill, it won't kill me, so... And if it does, then... C'est la vie.
If it does... We'll all sing so long, it's been good to know ya.
Sing something better than that. I can't think of anything right off the bat, but sing a happy song. Happy song. We want a happy song.
Another one bites the dust.
You got it there, big guy. Who's that coming in there?
In the area, AC9IM, Steve. Go ahead, fellas. I'm just listening and having a laugh.
Out of the park, Chief. Good timing.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And I'm just about to destinate up here, and I'm going to be going into Lynx of Tron to check this place out. And, looks like I'm going to spend another wad of cash. Y'all have a good afternoon. This is KN4VWA. I'll be clear to both of you. Have fun.
Well, I guess I'm turning around here. I'm going to head to the tennis courts. By the time I get there, it'll be almost time to play. Please, everyone, KB4CBA, KB4CBA Mobile.